What did we sing? I'm sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face, while with adoring wonder his blessings I retrace. Then I started retracing my blessings. I won't go into my ancient history, but some of you know that I'm like a piece of furniture here. Going back to 1949, when Brother Arthur brought us up here and introduced us to camp, first song that we learned was Trust and Obey. It's a good song, solid scripture. All your rust and decay, no, all your trust and obey. For there's no other way, but you will rust and decay also, unless you trust and obey. I didn't make that up. Someone more important than me made that up. But I wanted to read a few words for us tonight and encourage us from James and from 2 Peter. Praise the Lord. The first chapter, James is very practical. Very important for us. Well, the whole Bible is important for us. But they tell us, someone else made that up too, that the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, were written so that we might find our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and know how to get saved, enter into the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, as he preached and John the Baptist preached. And then the epistles were given to us to straighten us out when we messed up. And so this is one of those epistles. And the Apostle James doesn't mince any words. He tells it like it is. That's what we need. Beginning with, the 19th verse, for instance, by way of introduction, it talks about the heading there is the conduct of true religion. I know there are many religions in the world, and people are attached to them and dedicated to them, but within the Protestant realm, or might say the Pentecostal realm, if you will, there is a hodgepodge also of various light and understanding of things. And so the Holy Spirit tells us how to live to please the Lord in his word. We need to stick to the word. Wherefore, my beloved brethren and sisters, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. So, have you noticed which one of these things you've turned around in your life? For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. It doesn't solve the problems. To get angry or to get upset or to find blame for the conditions in my life or your life. We're all saints here. You know the most difficult people to live with are saints. It's easier to live with the world because you expect them to be mean and to misunderstand you and take advantage of you. You're still praying, you still love me, right? Let's see. Wherefore, laying apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. That's what we're after, aren't we? That I know we're saved by grace and we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, but the Holy Spirit continues to work in us day after day and year after year to make us like Jesus. Be ye doers of the word. The emphasis here is on doers and word. In German we have an expression, Nachschwätzer und Nachfolger. Anybody German here? Nachschwätzer is following the Lord with your mouth, right? You talk about it, but you don't do it. A Nachfolger is a follower. We are followers, and we are doers of the word. Be not hearers only. What's going to happen? It says, deceiving your own self. Isn't that terrible? I can, without knowing it, I can deceive myself with all my religious put on and activity and talk. I can fool myself, never mind other people. I can fool other people easily. But what about myself? How dangerous that is, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. All you theologians know that means a mirror. When we get up in the morning, we take a good look in the mirror. And usually we don't like what we see, so we try to fix it up. And we comb our hair and tweeze our eyebrows and brush our teeth and put on something decent to wear to breakfast. What about this here? The Holy Spirit uses this as an example, something that we understand, something that we face every day. You all look like you looked in the mirror today. Yeah. Every day I look into this mirror.
Hallelujah.
What do I see?
Oh, Jesus.
He says this is just like you are, like the man or the woman that looks in the mirror and walks away and forgets what you looked like. Don't do anything about it. Now, if you hadn't done something about your face this morning, you would have looked a mess when you came to breakfast. But obviously, we all did. What about this mirror? Are we just as diligent with this mirror that the Lord has provided for us? Never mind the philosophy and the theology and everybody's ideas of what the word means. I used to teach Sunday school until they fired me. And then I was dumb, I'm still dumb, but I used to think that I was the only one in the world that knew everything about the Bible. Well, except Ezekiel and Revelation. But the rest was, sort of familiar to me. And I probably mentioned that to my class once in a while in my ignorance. You know, this is the way it is, and don't argue with me. I'm going to turn them off. Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, the word, I love the King James Bible. I feel sorry for people that don't know how to read it. It's not Chinese, it's English. English. It took me 63 years to learn this thing. We're still learning. Oh, I started to tell my life story. This place is a home to me. Oh, I miss the rifles that used to hang here and the different things. But it's okay. By the way, those rifles couldn't have hurt anybody. This is a place of worship. I guess that's why they're gone. But I learned about the Lord here. I was 12 years old, going to be 13 soon when I first came here, when your brother brought me up here, Brother Arthur, God bless him. And we learned about Jesus. And this place is home. I lived here from about from 12 to about 16 years of age, and then they needed more room for us, so we were moved down to near town, to what is called a Shrek House that's actually owned by the Mead family. I think it's on sale right now if someone wants to buy a house. How much is it, Mary?
I don't know, but I like it.
Well, get the facts. Anyway, it would be a nice place to live. I lived there for about 3 years then also until I finished high school. But we were attached to camp. The Gardeners were here then many years, and set us on the right track. And the Waldfugel family, what a blessing they are. The only mistake I made with the Waldfugel family was one weekend I bragged that there were more Shreks here than Waldfugels. And somebody got upset with me, and they called Edwin. And one of them said, wait till Monday. There's going to be more Waldvogels here. But they were going to have a celebration, a baptism, I think. And so there were. There probably still are. Although there are 6 Shreks here today, right? We lost. If we're... Did you want to say something?
We have 7.
7. But I'm wearing a tie.
Oh, he's wearing a tie.
So we make a combination. I won't tell Kenny if you don't.
Okay.
Kenny is my son-in-law, my co-pastor of the Canarsie Full Gospel. It's a little church in Brooklyn. Would be easy to find, Flatlands and Remsen Avenue, somewhere in that area. I miss being here Memorial Day weekend, Brother Tom. I know you didn't miss me, but I love to be here at those occasions. Kenny was in Germany, my co-pastor. And so that was Pentecost also. It was a wonderful weekend, and I know some of you were here. Praise the Lord. And straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. What a tragedy. I'm sorry I got sidetracked. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. We all have, I was going to say one, we all have 10 of them, right? Different translations. We can learn all about Jesus if we want to. We learn how to serve him better. Let us take a quick look at, I skipped one, 2 Peter. A few verses here. In the Epistle of James, we read about something that we need to get rid of, and here we read about some things that we need to add to our experience. The first chapter of 2 Peter, verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Can you imagine that? Not to make me a big shot or a top-notch saint, but to become like Jesus. Do I want to be like that? Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We should not get too excited or emotional or scared about the fact that the world is full of sin and lust. It's been that way since the Garden of Eden. And the reason it's gotten worse is the church's fault, not the world's fault and not the devil's fault. The Lord says, if my people would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, are we his people? It's our fault. It's, or perhaps I should say, our responsibility. If my people would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. You beat that? God says, I'm going to hear your prayer. I'm going to respond. It's not an empty saying prayers. There's some people that are into that, saying prayers or meditation. We talked about that the other day, and what a privileged people we are that we meditate. Sister Martha meditates, but she's talking to Almighty God while she's at it. And the rest of us, we're talking to the authority, the boss. And he's not in disguise like we had him last week there at church for VBS. But we know him because he's revealed himself to us. And we talk to him. He's our Father. He's our Savior. Praise the Lord. Let's see what we can add here. And besides this, verse 5. We're in 2 Peter 1, verse 5. Beside this, giving all diligence. I like that word. It comes up in verse 10 again. Diligence. In German says it, tut desto mehr Fleiß. I like the word Fleiß. It sounds like, you know, you're a go-getter. You want to do something. Work at it. Well, diligence is pretty strong too. It means that you are active, doing. We heard that word doer in James. Add to your faith virtue, holy living, and godliness. The word faith, of course, makes us think that it's a faith that we need to build up and exercise in order to get something out of God. And the word faith is used that way very strongly. And also in the book of Jude, he says, contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Folks, what have we missed out on, and what do we need to get back? It's in here. The Lord's given us the directions. Verse 6, to knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. These are not easily acquired, but the Lord is able. It's His job if I let Him, if I ask Him. To patience, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. To brotherly kindness, charity or love. What's going to happen? If these things be in you and abound, and make you, they make you and me, that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that our goal? Amen. We want to know Jesus. We want to learn how to serve Him better, how to please Him. And so we're told here, if we add these ingredients that we read up on top, that it'll do it. They make you that ye shall be neither barren nor unfruitful. Does anybody here have a fruit tree, like a cherry tree or an apple tree or a peach tree in your garden? Don't look at me blank. Tomatoes? You know what a tomato is, right? We had them for supper. My trees do terrible. If the bugs don't get them, the squirrels get them, or the birds, before I get them. I think I got one cherry this year. I paid $30 for that tree 5 years ago. And my wife's comment is, when do you think you'll get $30 worth of cherries out of that thing? Well, I agree with her. I feel bad. I have two apples on this tree. There were 1,000 blossoms in April on this apple tree. Two apples. And I'm praying that they will stay there till October. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah, I was comparing my apple trees to myself. Barren. Well, barren means you women know what barren is. If you don't have any children, obviously, some of you have had them. Unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is more important than all the apple trees in New York. That I am fruitful in the things of God. That I want to please Him and that I want to be a blessing. Where will you be 63 years from now? How many were alive 63 years ago? Besides Sister Martha and Brother Gordon. Oh, yeah, I know you were here. Even Sister Sarah's raising her hand. She goes, oh, thank you. You were here too. Yes. Praise the Lord. She used to duck me in the lake. You know, that we all got saved. Now, where was I? Yes. He that lacketh these things, now look out, let's settle down here. He that lacketh these, this is sad. This is dangerous. Lord, help me to take your word seriously. He that lacketh these things is blind. You can't imagine what is blind. I can't imagine what it is being blind. I have a dear friend that's pretty much blind. He used to be able to see. He's a precious brother in the church. And his eyesight faded from him slowly. And it says here, that's just like I am and you are, if I lack these things. That's what it says here in plain English. And I've forgotten that he was purged, that I was purged from my old sins. There's something that the enemy does to a life that isn't serious with God and the Word of God, that there is a spiritual blindness that creeps in, and I look spiritual. I go to church, I sing the songs, I say the prayers, but I don't do it. I want to be a doer of the Word, myself better, and all of you. God bless you. Wherefore, in closing, the rather, brethren, give diligence, there we have that word again, to make your calling and election sure. We're called to be saints. We are children of God, sons and daughters of the living God. Election, I don't have to explain to you. Well, that's one of the applications. It's been rubbed in our nose for a couple of years already politically in this country. Some of these guys are making sure with millions of dollars to make their election sure. In Christ, it's cheaper. Well, I shouldn't say that either. It's been paid for. We say sometimes salvation is free. It is free, but somebody paid for it. We used to go to a restaurant with some folks that had a birthday. You forgive me, I do more than say goodbye here, right? No. Nice, expensive restaurant. Every March, April, in that area, when the four people had birthdays, four different couples were involved, and I was lucky to be part of one of the couples. My wife had a birthday in March. And we used to share the expenses. Do you offer pay the part of the bill when you go to a restaurant with a half a dozen people, or do you sneak to the bathroom while they're paying the bill? Well, I didn't do that. It was time to pay the bill, and the maitre d' came over to the table, and he said, it's all taken care of. Whew. What good news. If I had known that, I would order something more expensive. But as it was, we were pretty stuffed by then. But it was a nice feeling to have someone take care of the bill. Eating costs money in a restaurant. Here it's free. Somebody paid for it. What about this gospel? It's been paid for. Someone mentioned it earlier. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The atonement. The gift of God. The gift of God is eternal life. But I can be in victory now if I become a doer of the Word. God bless you.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust. And obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Thank you, Lord. Now, we've been happy to have our sister Esther Sedot with us. That was a real joy to me this week, and I've said this before, but as a little boy, when she would come to our church, I thought she had the most beautiful smile in the whole world. And so she's been serving the Lord many years. Maybe she'll tell you a little bit about that, but I've asked her to share with us tonight what God put upon her heart. So come, Sister Esther.